This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gay, 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 gay.
You have another selection you'd like to play for us?
My mistake on our hit blitz.
That was the occasion.
We sure would not want to play I'm a Girl Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
That sure don't make sense.
What do you got for
us?
That's
true.
Here we go.
That's for
right.
This segment.
We don't want to watch girls.
The Don and Mike Show.
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
You don't want to play Love in My Tummy?
No, I do. I had the wrong. Where is gay, 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 gay? Oh, you
41.
Moved it.
No, it's always been 41.
Has it always been 41?
Yeah.
41.
Where's the other gay, 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 gay? Oh, here it is.
Isn't that number
gay, gay, like a homosexual?
All right. Now I'm ready. Let's take it all again from the top, please.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys.
What does that mean?
I have been to several Elton John concerts.
John's gay.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gay, gay, like a homosexual?
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Okay, that's there close it is. Enough. That's close enough.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Gay, 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 gay.
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, it all works. It all works together.
Let's get to it from yesterday's USA Today national newspaper. I wonder if Craig Wilson gets to write his own opinion on what's going on in the world.
All right. Very good. I'm looking forward to it.
We weren't here yesterday because of our meetings and stuff.
Right.
But we're here today. Let's get to it. From the pages of the USA Today, a final word by Craig Wilson.
However you swing, you should know the cost.
Like all of you, I'm not without my vices. I'm not going to tell you what they are, of course. I have some pride left, and my mother is still alive.
Well, right, that's right out of the chute.
That's a winning paragraph to
so
mom.
To speak.
My mother's still alive.
But I will say there are relatively mundane. They are relatively mundane by today's standards. I have never, for instance, headed out for a night at a swingers club dressed head to toe in latex. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I bring up vices because Peter Sagal, host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, is out this week with a book of vice. Very, very naughty things.
And how to do them.
Wow.
Wow.
Told you it's a four-bagger, Mike.
So to speak again. The title alone is enough to assure a bestseller boy, or at least a million mauled copies in bookstores. An antidote to Bill Bennett's Book of Virtues, maybe.
The Golf Guide to Excessive Misbehavior in a Life of Vice touches on what he calls imaginatively naughty thing, boy.
Are you ready?
Okay, hold on. I didn't read this line. You're the big winner.
Oh. Sex clubs, gluttony, gambling, consumption
of what?
Lying.
I will admit to telling a lie on occasion, but I'm not very good at it. Not to worry. The Gaul tells how we can more effectively lie in just 5 easy steps.
But the chapter on consumption interested me most, because I've always been amused by the concept of buying stuff just for show. Sagal says his own experience with purchasing luxury items has been limited both by interest and by budget.
I can relate, boy.
He tells the story of shopping for a handbag for his wife, wandering into an upscale New York City store where I made the ultimate mistake. He asked the price. $5.50, they said. And then we're talking $5.50.
Afterward, while talking to an expert in the art of consumption, Seagal learns the first rule of being a conspicuous consumer. Never ask the price. You're not supposed to care.
I'm not much of a consumer boy. If I may remember, I went a year once without buying anything except food and necessities. He's an odd old queen, isn't he?
He is.
But I have to admit, when I do buy something, I like to know how much it is. Call me old-fashioned.
Not always easy these days. I find at the higher-end stores, the policy is they don't want you to know how much something is. You have to hunt and hunt and hunt for the price.
Does this start over? I think we have to begin again. You're listening to The Final Word, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a good song.
By our good friend, Craig Wilson.
Well, where were we? Oh, hunt and hunt. And the people who work in those stores follow the policy without question. In truth, they don't really work there. They're just accessories. Models who stand and pose. Lovely to look at, but do not disturb.
On occasion, when feeling a little naughty myself, I've been known to ask one of the models if he's a clerk and if he could find a price for me. They seem a bit irritated when I do this.
They also give me that withering, "Do you really think you can afford anything here? Look."
Then, once I'm told the price, I flee! Because in truth, I really can't afford anything there.
I'm sorry. I'm the winner.
You have won. I'm at sorry. The very end of
I
the finish line.
The last
you have
two
won.
Lines.
Everybody won.
Right.
By the way, a one-piece cat suit at the latex store is $299.
There it is.
But as they say, if you have to ask.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Bravo!
Yay. Isn't he wonderful?
Thank you so much. You won at the very end a cat suit at the late. He's priced them. Oh, my God.
These are so good.
Sex clubs, gluttony, gambling, consumption, lying.
Swingers club dressed in latex, head to toe, my mother is still alive.
Oh, my God. Excessive misbehavior and a life of vice. Oh, that's what he likes. Imaginatively naughty things.
Very naughty. Mm-hmm. Gluttony. The consumption.
The column had an illustration this week, which it doesn't usually have. It was a cartoon of a rubber suit and a mask hanging from pink clothespins.
By the way, a one-piece cat suit at the latex store is $299.
Right. Hello, latex store. This is Wilson, Craig.
Do you think he did it over the phone, or do you think he walked in there and just said, oh, this would fit me?
They know him from caller ID. Yes. Litex store. Hello, Craig. Is my cat suit there?
I just love to walk up to the models, the accessories, as I like to call them. Oh, clerk, what's the price of this garment?
I still have some pride left. And my mother's still alive.
I once went a year without buying anything except food and necessities. But
KY.
What are those necessities?
Vaseline.
Oh, I just like that one today.
Nipple cramp.
That clamps. Was... Get me my nipple clamps.
All right. Thank you very much, Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
And now, before Buzz, the awkward tape that Rob has from the Today Show.
You guys have been talking about this for the whole show.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Rob was shocked.
There's the chick on the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Hoda
Kotb.
Kotb.
Is her name.
I like Hoda.
And because they're getting close to ratings time, nothing sells ratings like cancer.
Oh, dear.
Robin Roberts from Good Morning America
yes.
recently went on and announced that she had breast cancer and she was going to get treatment for it.
Right.
NBC, I guess, felt a little left behind. It turns out that Hoda Kotb had breast cancer as well way back in February. But they're just pulling her out now to put her on national TV at 7:30 in the morning to talk about it.
The timing sounds a little odd.
Because it's breast cancer awareness
month. So the timing isn't odd. So at least they have that.
But what shocked me, I really was genuinely shocked. They revealed this morning that she had had a mastectomy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they did like probably 7 or 8 minutes, and they reran it in the fourth hour.
So having said all of that as a setup, Nothing funny about that topic for sure.
Right.
But while this chick on the Today Show, Hoda Kotb, is talking about what it was like,
right,
listen to her talk about breasts.
Okay.
Okay. I've never been that attached to my breast. I don't really identify with. It's not my thing. You know,
your hair is your thing.
My hair's my thing.
Your breasts are not your thing.
No, they're not my thing. And in fact, I was saying this back that I remember. I said, if you put up like 30 pairs of breasts and said, like, pick yours, I'd be like, probably those, but they could be those. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You get what we're
now
talking
I
about.
Understand. Now it's just kind of oogie a little bit. It's an interesting
It's a weird
little thing.
They're having a real discussion about something this woman has been through, and all of a sudden I got in my mind the picture of Hoda Kotb looking at a wall of 30 breasts.
And do you think, you know, you bring
60
up the
breasts.
Fact. You bring
60,
up,
I'm sorry, that's right, 30 pairs. Sorry
it is
that.
Just a little, it's a little different when they bring up the timing that she had this back in February.
Mm-hmm. And she just now has come with the.
Do you think she did it following the Robin Roberts, or do you think that maybe this, who knows? No one can ever answer that question.
But there was,
stupid question to ask.
They had footage of, she did like a video diary like right before and right after the surgery.
Oh, she did.
The only thing that really bothered
me is. Sure, she wanted the job on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. She thought, I'm sick, I might as well get some cameras going.
When they interviewed her, Ann Curry didn't have her shoes on.
Really?
That bothered me.
Was Ann Curry using her very special sad voice?
Oh, my God. She was triple Ann Curry.
Here was the sound when Ann Curry took her shoes off.
Play just the beginning. There's another cut on today's desk.
Oh, yeah?
I think you should hear a little of Ann Curry.
Ann Curry with her sad voice, which I cannot stand.
Condescending, patronizing Ann Curry.
Absolutely.
This is the drippiest, saddest Ann Curry ever.
Okay.
All right. Cut number two.
It's the long one of the two.
Does she go as low as she can with the voice? I have to tell you right now. Here we go.
This
I'm
is
Ann
like
Curry.
When I interviewed Angelina Jolie.
You're not as my viewers, you're not bright enough to be sad, so I have to use my sad voice to show you to be sad.
We take my big size 12s out.
That's the sound every time her pumps are removed.
People ask me sometimes who my favorite people are to interview.
Yeah.
And I you know what I always come back to? Cancer survivors.
Really? Why?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. She diminishes the seriousness of it, even with her style. Like, we have to be, God.
Well, and also, she has to make it about her.
Yes, she has to marry herself to the situation.
People ask me who my favorite people to interview are. Well, I'll tell you. Cancer survivors.
Oh, God.
And rock stars.
I'm Ann Curry. God, my dogs are killing me.
Let me slip these shoes off.
People ask me sometimes who my favorite people are to interview.
Yeah.
And you know what I always come back to? Cancer survivors.
Really? What?
Wouldn't you love to see Hoda come back and say to her, and do people that you say that to say you're full of it?
That bitch!
Yeah. That's when Hoda hit her.
I'd like to see that. I really would.
If you do, what about if you just take survivors out of that? Hold on a second.
People ask me sometimes who my favorite people are to interview.
Yeah.
And I you know what I always come back to? Cancer.
You just edited that right there.
Perfect.
You just edited that right there.
Insensitive Ann Curry.
How dare she?
People ask me sometimes who my favorite people are to interview.
Yeah.
And you know what I always come back to? Cancer.
That's a reply to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally out of context with a move of a button.
Let's talk about those 60 breasts on the wall.
Yes.
Which
and
are
incidentally,
yours?
While I'm doing that, would you mind if I slipped out of these shoes?
Annie, put those back on.
They remind me of cancer.
Yes, I'm Ann Curry.
My foot odor.
I marry myself to every tragedy, and I use my sad voice because I don't feel you, the viewers, are bright enough to understand that something's sad unless I go down low like this.
I'm going to look at the camera now. I'm going to nod and go,
yes. I'm so worried about my image of a nice person.
People ask me, what's it like being 7'8"? And I tell them, cancer.
You have a total closet full of floor-length skirts.
I simply must get a pedicure.
Oh, Ann Curry without shoes. Imagine the camera goes off and she's like, my dogs are killing me. Jesus. I got a bunion that would stop a racehorse.
Hey, Hoda, right, give me a letter opener so I can work on this ingrown.
All right, you got your tape in the show, Robbie. Hey, Buzz.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. This is the news.
Buzz Gurley, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, stand by.
This is the Don and Mike Show.